The weather's warming up and people are out mowing lawns, weeding gardens, or maybe just putting a few plants out on the balcony or windowsill. Well, for those without the greenest of thumbs, what do you do when leaves start to yellow? That has happened to several plants under the care of NPR producer Ana Perez. So she went to find out, are any of them salvageable?
With spring in full bloom, the patio is where I want to be. But I'm not looking into a bright green oasis.
Super dead.
It's more like various shades of brown, with the exception of one plant that's hanging on for dear life, my strawberry plant.
It's got some growth on it.
Is it past the point of no return?
It is something that comes up frequently.
John Valentino is president of John and Bob's Corporation out in Fresno, California. He specializes in all things plants. I showed him my sad strawberry plant.
Did you have that outside?
I did.
While talking over Zoom, Valentino checked for a few indicators.
If there's no leaves on the plant, then there's a big problem because that's plant's way of surviving and thriving. Then check to see if there's any green in the branches at all or any buds that you can see that have life in them.
And my plant had life, that little sprig of green. Valentino says I shouldn't feel discouraged over my bad luck with plants. According to a 2024 survey from Tree Triage, a landscape service, 1 in 6 people kill every plant they grow. But after learning mine was savable, I decided to take a trip to my local plant shop.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Caitlin Tuttle is co-owner and creative director of Planter in Washington, D.C.
Let's figure it out.
Tuttle's team DMs treatment plans to customers on Instagram who are struggling with their plants.
We just run through a series of questions. When was it last repotted? Where does it live? Have you been keeping it outside over the winter? So we try and ask all the questions to really get to the bottom of it so people feel armed with information.
All plants can be easy, Tuttle stresses, as long as planters have the right information.
So it's understand your light, what direction do your windows face, watering, making sure people know you're fully saturating your soil. And then, of course, nutrition.
Now for the diagnosis for my ailing strawberry plant.
Is my plant
thriving?
Good.
It just needed a little TLC. And while repotting,
just fill around, pack it down,
and pruning it, planter co-owner James Beach found a little surprise.
The radio folks can't see, but there's an actual little baby strawberry in here. So yeah, just to keep it up.
Just in time for spring. Ana Perez, NPR News.